USA Radio News.
The economy added 250,000 jobs in October, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 118,000 in September. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin Hazlett, joined Fox Business.
It's really an astonishing report. You know, we did this estimate of what the hurricane effect was going to be because the hurricane came during the survey week, and we thought that it was going to subtract about 60,000 jobs from this. And so we were prepared for the worst, and this is just like an astonishing number.
As Tuesday's midterms approach, some analysts are predicting big gains for Democrats in the House. President Trump is expected to make final pitches for GOP candidates with the series of weekend rallies. Laura Trump is a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. She went on Fox News and said people have to remember a couple things.
What people need to remember is how far we've come in this country since Donald Trump took office.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
The U.S. economy added another 250,000 jobs last month. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes says that's around 48,000 more than analysts were expecting.
The monthly jobs report for October from the U.S. Labor Department is the last major economic data to come out before Tuesday's congressional elections. And it also showed the unemployment rate remained at a five-decade low of 3.7%. The influx of new job seekers in October increasing the proportion of Americans with jobs to its highest level since January 2009, and October marked the 100th consecutive month of hiring, which is a record streak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is planning on signing a comprehensive executive order next week on immigration that will also crack down on fraudulent asylum seekers. And Alec Baldwin was arrested Friday after allegedly punching someone in New York City's West Village neighborhood in a parking spot dispute. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The number of people dying of drug overdoses in the United States continues to climb. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration reports more than 72,000 people died in 2017 from drug overdoses. Catherine Pfaff is with the DEA.
As our acting administrator, Mr. Utom Dhillon, said, this report underscores the scope and magnitude of the ongoing opioid crisis in the United States. The information in the report represents data and critical intelligence from our law enforcement partners that was gathered over the past year.
A rare polio-like illness continues to spread across the United States, puzzling healthcare providers and those who are investigating the mysterious condition. Dr. Nicole Sapphire joined Fox News to talk about the illness.
What we know is that you're having a polio-like illness. Kids are getting, they have a viral or bacterial illness typically, and then they're becoming paralyzed. Some are actually dying from it. Some are recovering, and then some are having what appears to be maybe permanent paralysis. And the CDC has not yet made it so everyone has to report these cases. If you're not reporting all of these cases, so it's not actually up to the CDC to mandate reporting. However, there is a council that has recommended the last several years that people don't have to report this. Mm-hmm. But the CDC could be giving more information to hospitals, to physicians, to recognize not only the symptoms of it, but also discuss what the best treatment options are.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.